Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text Number 36, 37. Tasmai Bhavam Hayasiras Tanubam Hi Vibrat Veda Druhav Atibalau Madhukaita Bhagyau Hatvanayak Shruti Ganams Cha Rayas Tamas Cha Satvam Tava Priyatamam Tanum Amananti Tasmai Babam Hayasiras Tanubam Hibribat. Oh, can you start? Tasmai Babam Hayasiras Tanubam Hibibrat. Betha Druhap Atibalau Madhukaita Bhakyau. Hatvanaya Shruti Ganamscha Rayastamascha. Satvam Tava Priyatamam Tanuna Mananti. Tasmai Bhavam Hayasiras Tanubam Hibibhra. Veda Druhaut Atibalau Madhukaita Bhakyau. Hatvanaya Shruti Ganamscha Rayastamascha. Satvam Tava Priyatamam Tanun Amananti. Tasmai Bhavam Hayasiras Tanubam Hibibhra. Betha Druhau Atibalau Madhukaita Bhakyau. Hatvanaya Shruti Ganamscha Rayastamascha. Satvam Tava Priyatamam Tanunamananti. Tasma. Tasmai babam khayasirasta nubam hi vibra. Veda truhau ativalau madukaita bakyau. Hatvana yasruti ganam charayasta mascha. Satvam tava priyatamam tanunga mananti. Vaishnavis. Tasmai vavam khayasirasta nubam hi vibrat. Veda truhau ativalau madukaita bhatyau. Hatvana yasruti ganam charayasta mascha. Svam tava priyatamam tanum amananti. Tasmai babam khayasirasta nubam hi vibrat. Satunam hirim. Dhadruhau. Two demons who were against the Vedic principles. Atibalao, extremely powerful. Madukaitava Akyao, known as Madhu and Kaitava. Hatwa, killing. Anayat, delivered. Sruti Ganam, all the different Vedas. Sama, Yajur, Rig, Anatharva. Cha, and Rayatama Cha. By representing the modes of passion and ignorance. Satvam, pure transcendental goodness. Tava, your priyatamam, most dear. Tanum, form as haya griva. Amananti, they honor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Lord, when you appear as Hayagriva with the head of a horse, you kill two demons known as Madhu and Kaitava, who were full of the most of passion and ignorance. Then you deliver the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. For this reason, all the great saints accept your forms as transcendental, untinged by material qualities. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His transcendental form, is always ready to give protection to His devotees. As mentioned herein, the Lord in the form of Hayagriva killed two demons, named Madhu and Kaitava, when they attacked Lord Brahma. Modern demons think that there was no life in the beginning of creation. But from Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that the first living creature created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead was Lord Brahma, who is full of Vedic understanding. Unfortunately, those entrusted with distributing Vedic knowledge, such as the devotees engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness, may sometimes be attacked by demons, but they must rest assured that demoniac attacks will not be able to harm them. for the Lord is always prepared to give them protection. The Vedas provide the knowledge by which we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedais cha sarvai aham eva vedyo. The devotees of the Lord are always ready to spread knowledge by which one may understand the Lord through Krishna consciousness. But the demons, being unable to understand the Supreme Lord, are full of ignorance and passion. Thus, the Lord, whose form is transcendental, is always ready to kill the demons. By culturing the mode of goodness, one can understand the position of the transcendental Lord and how the Lord is always prepared to remove all obstacles on the path of understanding Him. In summary, whenever the Lord incarnates, He appears in His original transcendental form, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, Yada yada hidharmasya glanirbhavati bharata abhyuptanam adharmasya tadatmanam sriyami aham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, all descending of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. It is simply foolish to think that the Lord, as being originally impersonal, but accepting a material body when He appears as a personal incarnation. Whenever the Lord appears, He appears in His original transcendental form, which is spiritual and blissful. But unintelligent men, such as the Mayavadis, cannot understand the transcendental form of the Lord, and therefore the Lord chastises them by saying, Avajinantin mammuda manusim tanun asritam. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. Whenever the Lord appears, whether as a fish, a tortoise, a hawk, or any other form, one should understand that He maintains His transcendental position, and that His only business, as stated here, is hatua, to kill the demons. The Lord appears in order to protect the devotees and kill the demons. Paritranaya sadunam vinasayam shaduskritam. Since the demons are always ready to oppose Vedic civilization, they are sure to be killed by the transcendental form of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasya Janam Jana Salakaya Chaksuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Itinamine Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Padayine Gaurakat Damodaya Nagara Gramatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhakshastyade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you to everybody for coming. Thanks to Onkar Prabhu for giving me this opportunity. Even that I am not ready yet. I just came back 2 days back. I am in another time, but anyway, I taking this opportunity as a mercy of Krishna. And at the same time, I would like to request the senior devotees, please bless me that I can say something according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. I was reading the chapter, and I was remember that when we were doing the Navodit Mandal Parikram, we came to a place where Lord Nishinghadev, after he killed Hiranyakashipu, so he went to a particular lake that we went, and he bathed in that lake. It's amazing to see how all these wonderful pastimes were performed in this very sacred land known as Bharatavarsha. Anyway, I don't wanna get into that now. I would like to explain something about the text. So it's amazing to see how everything happened only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Prahlad Maharaj, that capacity of him offer wonderful prayers to the Lord, it was arrangement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was all his mercy. When Prahlad Maharaj was touched by Nisinghadev's hands, you know, in that moment, he was able to receive the complete mercy of the Lord and to qualify himself to offer these wonderful, wonderful prayers. So, like Prahlad Maharaj, we also need to be touched by the mercy of the Lord if we want to offer prayers or if we want to serve Him. So, that mercy of the Lord, as Prahlad Maharaj described in this chapter, came to him through his pure devotee or through the Lord's pure representative, which is Narada Muni. So this is the process of the Guru Parampara. So we receive the mercy of Krishna through his devotee. So even that Prahlad Maharaj passed through different obstacles put into him for his father, he was able to take all these obstacles at the mercy of the Lord. It's very important for us to understand these wonderful prayers, because prayers is one of the items in devotional service. At the same time, the acharyas, they do recommend us to repeat the prayers that was done or was offered by the previous acharyas or by pure devotees, because they have the full understanding. They have the full understanding and their motivation is pure. Like Prabhupada describes in the text, you know, the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are full of spiritual knowledge and full of devotion. So these two items are very important, and we can get this mood of praying just by repeating or by offer the same prayers that was offered to the Lord by the pure devotees. So that is how we approach Krishna, through the previous acharyas. We know that in this material world, we are bound by the three modes of material nature. And as Prabhupada explains, the mode of passion and ignorance, in some places Prabhupada called them as a demons. So unless we are situated in the mode of goodness, we don't have chance to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that mode of passion, of ignorance, it must be removed from our heart in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So because Krishna is beyond the most material nature, in order to approach Krishna, at least we gotta be situated in the mode of goodness, and then we can go to the next step, which is Suddha Sattva, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, as most of the devotees know, Prema Sankirtan and myself, we came back from India a few days back. It was a very wonderful experience. In my case, it was the first time that I was going to this place. You know, we hear from the devotees, you know, the description of India or the holy places, and I don't have in my mind some idea. But when I came there, it was completely different. completely different, you know. Just when we arrived late at night, we were in the airport. So the idea was to wait until the next day in the morning for going to Mayapur. But I was very anxious to know, you know, India. So I went outside the airport. I told the devotee, say, Prabhu, you wait for me here in the airport. So I want to go outside. I want to see the street. I want to see the city. So I went outside, and for me it was like a wow, you know. It's this India. And then, you know, when they see that you are not from India, they come to you and they, you know, they want to offer their taxi, or they want to get money from you, you know. So, but by Krishna's mercy, I saw one devotee, so one person who was dressing with Dori and Kurta, so looked like Westerner. So I approached him, Prabhu, excuse me, are you from ISKCON? And he said, yes, I am from ISKCON. So I came in to pick up my daughter. And then by Krishna's mercy, he made all the arrangements for me going to Mayapur. So he called the taxi, he spoke with the driver, and he made all the arrangements. Anyway, we went into the taxi, and on the way to Mayapur, it was late at night. I seen persons driving crazy, you know. I come in from South America, so people there drive crazy. But when I was going, I was saying, my God, I'm going to leave my body here. Honestly, it's not a joke. I was thinking, and I told Gonzalo, say, Prabhu, we got to pray. And then he said, no, they know how to drive. They know, though, just be confident. They know, this is my second time. Just be confident. I said, Prabhu, are you serious? And I was like, oh my God, you know, I wanted to take some, at least 2 hours rest in the car, but I couldn't. I was just chanting my rounds like a very, very focused, and I just praying to Krishna, say, Krishna, if you want to take me now, at least I, you know, I'm close to Mayapur, the Holy Land. And then, half of the way to Mayapur, that car stopped, and we switched to another car. And we didn't know what was going on, because, you know, another car came, and they were talking like, you know, they were talking like they were fighting. Like, ah, ah, ah. And then I said, my God, something will happen here. Yeah, but you know, it's like I don't know, my transcendental passion or passion. And then we went to the other car, and then anyway, when we came to Mayapur, so the contact was Prema Sankirtan, so I needed to contact Prema Sankirtan, so we went to the temple before Mongol Arctic. And I was wondering, so how am I going to find Prema Sankirtan? There are thousands of people, thousands of devotees here. But by Krishna's mercy, so I stand myself in the back of the temple. No, Mongol Arti started. And I don't know how, but I saw Prema Sankirtan right next to me. I said, oh, but this is like Krishna's mercy, you know. So I didn't struggle too much to find Prema Sankirtan. Krishna made all the arrangements. Anyway, we get with Prema, and then the next day, the Navodil Mandal Parikram. So I knew that, you know, we gotta walk a lot and do a lot of walking, and I wanted to try to go for the walk barefoot. Okay, let's go, you know, barefoot. Because I saw Parameshvara doing it, many senior devotees doing it. So we start the parikram. It was a very, very wonderful experience, but I couldn't do the whole parikram barefoot. It was so hot. So hot, you know. The same, I've been in places very hot. So I think I was living in Puerto Rico for 5 years. I was traveling in South America a lot, but the hot in India is different. I don't know. It's transcendental hot or it's something special. I don't know, but it's hot. Anyway, the second day of the parikram, I don't know, I noticed that I was feeling some kind of pain on my feet, you know, in my heels. But I didn't pay attention. I just was walking. And then when I came back that night, I was taking shower, and I saw my heels, two big balls. I don't know how to call those, you know, when you, like, it's not swallow. It's like, yes, big like this. And I was, oh my God, you know. And then after that, I was doing just the parikram with my sandals. Anyway, another experience with sandals that I was paying. I think this reaction because I lost 6 pairs of sandals. It's not a joke because it happens, you know, after the first week. Actually, many devotees told me, you know, you gotta be really careful, you gotta, you know, with your sandals. So, but after 5-6 days, so nothing happened to me. I was like, oh my God, you know, I made it, you know, Krishna. So finally, anyway, I went to take prasadam in Mayapur. I left my sandals outside. So when I came back, we're gone. It was impossible. I was searching for 30 minutes, going back and forth. But anyway, and then it happens like 5-6 times. Okay. Like, I wasn't also in Jagannath Puri. And at the end, I got tired. I said, okay, I want to try to just walk barefoot, you know. It's just. But in Jagannath Puri, I was walking barefoot, but it was very hot also. So I went to get sandals, and they didn't, or I couldn't find, like, my size, you know. Like, my size is not big size, not small, it's like a medium size. But I couldn't find. There was like a very small size. And I found one sandals that on the sandals it says Krish. Like Krishna, no Krishna, it says Krish. And I was thinking, wow, this might be offensive, you know, to step on it. But anyway, it was the only pair of sandals I got. So we went to many wonderful holy places. It was very nice to be with Prema Sankirtan, especially when we were going on the Ganges. Prema Sankirtan was given like a small class of yoga because we were going in the boat, you know, on the Ganges, and Prema Sankirtan was stretching his legs, lay down, stretching his legs. And now everybody was watching. So anyway, it was like a yoga class for everybody. It was very, very nice. So we visited many wonderful places like Eka Chakra, many yoga pit, many holy places. So being in Mayapur is something very, very special. It's like you feel the mercy of Lord Gauranga. I really, you know, was thinking, wow, this is like something fantastic, you know. So I found Ganesh, and Ganesh told me, just wait for Vrindavan. I said, wow, Vrindavan. I said, no, but I like Mayapur. I saw, you know, I said, just wait for Vrindavan. Anyway, on my way to Vrindavan, just coming to Vrindavan, I got sick. The first day arriving in Vrindavan, I got sick, you know. And I didn't want to be sick for many days, so I told Prema, I said, Prema, please call a doctor, you know. I want to get recovered soon. So Prema Sangeetam went out. He called one doctor. The doctor came. So he asked me some questions. And he said, it's not something serious. It's just fever, diarrhea, coughing. It will go away. Just takes. And he gave me like six different medicines. He said, in 2-3 days, you will be okay. Anyway, it happens like that. After 2-3 days, I was okay. But like Ganesh Prabhu told me, Vrindavan really, really captured my heart. It's like, you know, being in Mayapur, which is something very special, you get the mercy of Lord Gauranga. But being in Vrindavan is something that, I don't know, it's very difficult to explain. It's like I saw, even now, I'm trying to find some words, how to say, how to explain, but it's something mystical, you know, it's something that it goes into your heart. It's like it conquers your heart. And being in Vrindavan, it's like I didn't know what day I was leaving. It was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I didn't know. I forgot everything. I was just, the days were passing, parikram, going to the temple, seminars, classes, you know, some service, and just, I was like, oh my God, it was like amazing, you know? And then, we met, Bhakti Dhira Damodar Maharaj, that, by the way, he sends his obeisances to Suhas Prabhu. And he was taking like 8 or 10 devotees to Parikram with him. And we went to very, very wonderful places in Vrindavan. Actually, one of the places that I liked the most, it was the Radha Damodar temple. You know, very, very special place to see the very small room where Prabhupada was staying for 6 years. Very small, you know, small bed, small room, and right next to that room, the kitchen. And from the kitchen, there is a window that you can see the Rupa Goswami Samadhi. And then in the altar, the Shila, the Salagran Shila, or the Govardhan Shila, sorry, that was given to Sanatana Goswami by Krishna, you know, you can see the Krishna's footprints, Krishna's flute prints there, and also calf prints, footprints there. And if someone cannot do the Govardhan Parikram just by circumambulate that area, that Shila, that Govardhan Shila, we get the same benefit. It's the same. 4 times we get the same benefit. And then going to the temples in Vrindavan was something like amazing, you know, going to the Banka Bihari temple. So we asked somebody why in the Banka Bihari temple, in the altar, there is no light. There is no light for the deities. It's dark. Yes, they use lamps for doing arti, and that's the only light that, you know, light the deities. So, and then one devotee explained to us that one day, one pujari came, you know, to do his service, to wake up the deities. And when he came into the altar to wake up the deities, he saw that Krishna's eyes was like very red and very pronounced, very red. So, and then he got like, what's going on? And he got afraid and he ran away. So the same day, the deity came in his dream and told him, you know, why are you coming so early to disturb me? You know, you don't know that I'm doing my Rasa Lila until late at night. And then, you know, I'm coming late. I want to take some rest. You know, why are you coming so early? So, that is why in that temple, the Mongol arti, or the first arti, is at 8 or 8:30 in the morning. So, and the reason why they don't have lights in that altar is because they don't want to harm you know, to hurt Krishna's eyes. And so beautiful, beautiful deity. So, and then we went to Govardhan. So going to Govardhan Parikram, it was a very wonderful experience. Many monkeys, thousands and thousands of monkeys. So I said, okay, I want to feed the monkeys. So anyway, you know, you see those Brajavasis selling bananas or some kind of food for the monkeys. So I bought some bananas, like 6-8 bananas. So I was walking, and I threw one banana to the monkeys. So, and then many monkeys came. But not only that, all the monkeys start walking up to me, I say, oh my God. And I threw all the bananas, like, I don't want to be in trouble, you know, with the monkeys. And then, you know, the Brajavasis, the small kids, Brajavasis, you know, they come to you asking for donation, you know. They call sevas, dam seva. Anyway, I gave them some donation, but it was a big mistake because many of them came, you know, and they were like one was pulling me for one arm, the other for the other arm. But not only that, I noticed that somebody was pulling my back, you know, and I was like, wow, what happened? And then I saw, and the zipper of my bag was open, and I got really upset. But I was like, Krishna, please help me. I am in the dam. This is Govardhan Dam. You cannot get upset. Just, you know, control your angry. And I was just, you know, walking very fast, and just something amazing. Another thing that I want to mention, and it has to be with my with Ganesh Prabhu. I have to say that I got a special mercy from Ganesh in Vrindavan. And I want to explain why. Because sometimes in our Vaishnava relationships, we develop too much familiarity. And too much familiarity creates, how you call? Yes. So, so one day, I was coming to the temple, and I saw Ganesh outside the temple. So, and I made one comment that it was taken for Ganesh Prabhu in the way that I was trying to. It was not good for him. And actually, and then he started instructing me, like, you know, why you are like that? Why you? And then I said, why? You know, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to make you feel like that. So, and then I started arguing with him, you know, replying back to Ganesh. And then we start arguing. And then I realized, my God, I am in Vrindavan. I cannot argue with Ganesh. And actually, I don't know if he's right or not, but it's not the way of doing things like that. I don't want, and I was, that day, I was feeling very bad. I went to see the deities, I was praying. And then, the pastime of Rupa Goswami chastising Jiva Goswami and sending Jiva Goswami to the exile came to my mind. You know, the pastime when Jiva Goswami, because he wanted to defend the honor of Rupa Goswami, defeat this Jagvijay Pandit, and actually that action, it was not approved by Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami sent Jiva Goswami to out of Vrindavan and told him there is no room for pride in Vrindavan, so he has to be humble. And I was, oh my God, I offended Ganesh. If I gonna be in Vrindavan for more days, and I want to relish Vrindavan, I need to ask for forgiveness. I need to be humble. So when I notice myself, really, really, it's not like I'm trying to be humble, but I'm really, really puffed up. It's like a Vrindavan opened the door of my heart and see like Acharya Narottam is really puffed up. you know, I have really big, big false ego. It's not something that I'm trying to put myself humble. No, it's truth, you know. Anyway, the next day, I saw Ganesh, I offered my obeisances. But that talk of, you know, that pastime of Rupa and Jiva Goswami, it remained in my mind the whole time I was in Vrindavan. The whole time I was in Vrindavan. Thank you for Ganesh Prabhu. Thank you very much, you know. And at that moment, I couldn't see, but by Krishna's arrangement, it's all Krishna's arrangements, you know. Krishna wanted to teach me that I'm very, very puffed up. Anyway, right after that, we went to Jagannath Puri, and definitely, when you leave Vrindavan, there is something that, I don't know, it's like you don't want to leave Vrindavan. And when you leave Vrindavan, you crying, and you know, and you pray to the deities that please allow me to come back. Unfortunately, I couldn't do service in Vrindavan because the times they were having service, like going out for cleaning Lalita Kunda or going out for cleaning Vrindavan Brinda Kunda. So those days we were in Parikram, or I was attending seminars, so I couldn't do it. But maybe the next time. And then going to Jagannath Puri. Well, Jagannath Puri is another world, you know. It's going to the ocean to bathe in the same ocean that Lord Chaitanya was going every day. One very interesting thing that happened, at least to me in Jagannath Puri, is that from the ISKCON temple, I was walking to the Jagannath temple, and I saw on my way big smoke coming out, you know, from the side, one side of the street. Big smoke. I said, wow, what is that? So I came over, I went over to see, and I saw like dead bodies. You know, they were burning dead bodies. I said, what is this, you know, in the middle of the street, burning bodies? And then I saw one person, you know, saw one minivan coming with one dead body, and I approached. And the person who was driving that car came up to me and said, oh, that's my father. But he was looking like normal, like nothing, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's my father. And then he said, oh, yeah, that's normal, you know, that's, we gotta die and take another body, and you know. When we are young, we want to enjoy, and then when we are old, we pay the reaction for all that supposed enjoyment, he was telling to me. But it's something that... Anyway, something that, at least for me, I was very impressed. Anyway, that's some of the few pastimes that Prema Sankirtan and I, we share in Vrindavan. It was very nice to be in the association of Prema Sankirtan Prabhu, to know him more deeply. He's a very nice devotee, very Krishna conscious. So any questions or comments? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Arrivo.